Marco.
Hello.
Hey, is that Marco?
Yes.
Marco, Mike here from Health and Medicine. Are you free now?
I'm free now.
Okay, so Rick just informed me that you're now available. So I was, I was telling you that, I had a discussion with Rick and all the information that you've given so far. I'm kind of on the same page as well. But like I mentioned to you, we have a few missing pieces here, especially with the objective and the purpose of the application. So, Marco, before we get into the functionalities and talk about how the application is supposed to work, I'd like to confirm with you what the idea exactly, I mean, where the idea originally, it kind of originates from, right? What is the purpose?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. So whenever, it's because I had a Polaroid camera once, and then obviously the purpose of a Polaroid camera is to take pictures and print them out, like
right.
Physically. So I was a little bit more interested in those things. So I was like, okay, well, is there a way where I can make a stronger connection to these photos instead of just having a photo? I want something audible as well. So I thought to myself, is there something that I can create in order to, make this Polaroid image a lot more special? So, I started going through Instagram and Polaroid's page and stuff like that. So I kind of felt like there was something that the customers always wanted. There's something that a customer wants more than just the picture. I know they have produced like filters and stuff like that, but I know recently they have released They released a speaker that basically portrays music, but I saw the comments on those. I saw the reviews. People don't want that though. So I thought to myself, why is there something that I can create in order to make this Polaroid image a little bit more special? So I was like, okay, well, why can't we make the NFC tag and install it into a Polaroid image, and with an app we can program the NFC tag to install some type of music or some type of voice messages that can really correlate with the with the image there. So for example, if you take a picture of like the landscape, and that during that time you felt like happy and stuff, so we can find like a happy song that can really, relate to that picture.
Right. So let me try and sorry, you complete yourself?
No, that's basically it. Basically,
so let me try and
position
this view. Yeah. All right, that makes sense. So Marco, this is, as I understand it, this is going to be used for more for creating memories and saving something from the past for the future, right? For example, I think you gave an example to Rick as well. I take a picture of my girlfriend, for example. I want to save it in my phone, and I want to have a song behind it that she and I, kind of shared. So just to keep it as a future memory, I should be able to connect the song or that voice clip or that, whatever that audio clip is to the picture that we took at a certain special moment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. So see, the idea itself, I see a lot of potential with this because, being in the shoes of your potential customer, I do feel the need for something like this as well. And the best part is I've been in this industry for about 9 years now, and I've not come across something that is similar. I mean, there are applications that could do something similar, but they don't exactly serve the purpose of saving memories and, saving the special moments, right? And then on top of that, you need to position your application in some way because people, if the application does something, you can take a Polaroid picture, you can, pick up a picture from even your phone's gallery and you can attach a song to it. I think people would be better off with, let's say, TikTok, or they'd be better off with other applications that help you do something similar. I mean, even I have worked on a similar kind of an application that's called Yeber. Yibber is a podcasting application. Now, this does not deal with a video or an image, but the idea is, there's an audio, and then you could put, more like different sounds and different voices in the background as well. There are even custom templates as well, whereby, if you want to have more like a bird chirping in the background, or you want to have more like create a scene of a morning in your listener's head, you could have birds chirping in the background. You could have, if you want to put a forest background, like trees, a windy trees moving, and the leaves and everything, you could have an audio for that in the background as well. So I think that's probably where this may go. On top with the video and the image feature, whereby you can have a picture correlate with an audio as well. So that part I understand, but then you have to position this in some way, more like filter sounds I'm talking about. So filter sounds are custom templates or audio files that are within the application, and they're categorized into happy, sad, scenic, different categories that make it easier for people to find a certain filter sound for a certain special moment, right? Or whatever they're trying to portray with the sound in the background, right? Now, this we have to I think we have to position this in some way, and the best positioning that I can think of, which again is something that's flexible that could change in the future, but I think for now this could be more like a memory app whereby people can create memories, and they can even store memories, and they can share memories with other users on the application as well. For example, if I going back to the example that I gave you, me and my girlfriend, right, and we join the application, we will be able to share. Let's say we go out for a nice cozy dinner. We could, after coming back, we could share a picture with a certain song that we listened to in the car while going to the restaurant or coming back from it, and that could become a memory that could be stored within the application. Because, like I said, you'd have to give it some position, some unique positioning, especially, keeping clear of companies like TikTok, and keeping clear of companies like Dubsmash that died out in 2016. But you want to make sure you don't, go head on with the competition that's in the market, and you keep a unique positioning that people remember your application for. So when they think of an application that helps them create memories, they should be able to think of your application. What do you call the application, by the way? Did you give it some name, or are you registered as a business as yet?
No, it was more like a project that I wanted to portray. I haven't really named the application yet or anything. It was
Okay,
more
but
like a
you
project
are,
still.
okay. You are confident that you want to pursue this, right? I mean, it's not just some research that you're doing, or are you in a limbo on whether you should do it or not, or, I mean, you want to do it and you're looking for a development partner now.
No, yeah, I'm looking for a development partner just because I tried doing the coding and all that stuff, but it's not really a lot of not a I don't really understand it that well. So I was trying to look for someone that can do the app for me.
Oh, you try to do it yourself. Okay, that's nice. So, like, do you have a prototype or something that you came up with? I mean, that could give me a better idea of what you're talking about. I mean, because that's going to be your first-hand, your original idea illustrated into a canvas. Just exactly what, your investors would need, or just exactly what you need to pitch the application in the future as well, once you want to get investment on board. You need to give them a proof of concept, as we call them, right? A proof of
Okay, yeah.
concept along with a go-to-market strategy is what you need in order to take this application one step forward from your own personal funds or your bootstrapped budget to an investor funding, whereby, then that's exactly how, any application that you look at right now, today that are popular, that's exactly how they grew, right? They were once an idea, just like you have an idea right now. The team that executed the idea, they did something on their own. They took a leap of faith themselves, with their own funds and with their own time and effort. And then, once the idea gained some traction and the app started to get some downloads and it started to get some users on board, then it's much more easier to go out to investors. There are even investment funds and investment capital investors that, pursue mobile applications. They like to invest in mobile applications, and they know that the future is mobile first, right? So they look for are people like you who have an application, who have an idea, who have a proof of concept, and more importantly, a go-to-market strategy. And they, once they like the idea, they like the pitch, and they see the proof of concept, they want to invest into something like this as well. So it's all about taking the first step. And, you know, it's, I think time is of essence as well with an idea like this, because you see a lot of a dearth of applications, popping out with similar ideas of video and audio combinations, right? So you want to also make sure the idea does not get obsolete. And if you've been thinking on this, like, say since 2 years ago, then, if you had started like 2 years ago, you probably would have been in line with TikTok by now. You know, again, success or how good you may have done is you cannot say you may have become TikTok yourself, but you would still have, at least the age of your application would have been similar to what TikTok was about 3 years ago, right? So it's always about time, and the sooner you get into it and the sooner you have something to show to the investors and the sooner you have something to build on top of, the sooner you can make the idea successful, at least test the waters and realize whether you can make it successful or not. What do you think?
No, yes, I understand that. Yes, I do.
Right, and then on top of that, yeah, sorry?
No, yeah, yes, continue.
And the second thing I wanted to say to you is, we work with enterprises and we work with lean startups alike, lean startups like yourself, who are working with a limited funding, who want to make sure they test the waters first, they take the most, they take steps after a lot of consideration to make sure, they're not, going nose diving into it and losing a lot of funds and losing a lot of money. We work with enterprises as well. To lean startups, I tell them on a personal level, it's always about the MVP. As a rule of thumb, before you, nosedive into it and you build a lot of features that you think, could make the application successful, at the end of the day, it's just an idea, right? The people or the feedback of the users that are going to use it, that's going to actually measure the success that you receive with the application. So it's always best to go with an MVP. That's a minimum viable product. You build that, you get that out into the market, you get your friends on board on the application, build a sizable user base of around 500,000 users, and then build on top of it. So you build the application into phases rather than building a whole product, with all the features that you can think of and then realizing that, God forbid, the application would go nowhere. So it's always best to test the waters with a few core features, which is called the minimum viable product. So all the features that you think are core of the application that are going to help your application stand out, and then leaving aside all the bells and whistles that you can always build on top in the future, because the app is going to be 100% scalable and the app is going to be built on open source technologies as well. So you wouldn't have to worry about, whether you can build more features on top of the application in the future or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, so as I see it, I think there are two parts to the application. One is where you should be able to take a picture right from the application, or you should be able to upload a picture from your phone's gallery, and then the next step would be to assign an audio file to it that's going to play in the background once you look at the picture. Let's say once you're done, the final product would be you would have a memories board whereby you should be able to classify your memories. Let's say my love, my work, my life, my family. You should be able to create your own boards within the applications just so you can categorize your memories, right? And then whenever you want to create a new memory, the app would allow you to upload a picture, add a song, or add even any kind of audio file to it. It could be used for multiple purposes, like I said. So it should not just be a memorable song. It could even be a dialogue from a movie. Right. If you want to save a work memory, you did something good at work today. You want to keep hustling. You want to create a memory that can help you motivate yourself during the bad times at work. You could create a memory whereby you take a picture of your workplace. You take an audio dialogue from, let's say, a movie like Fight Club or some other motivational movie, and then you can store that as a memory for to look back at later. When you don't feel the same or you don't feel the most motivated in those times, right? So That said, I think that is the first part of the application, and then you said something about the NFC tags as well. So, are you partnered with an NFC, tags company? Because I know how they work, and they can be created through the application as well, but you have to have the hardware that's the NFC tags itself. So, do you have the NFC tags, or do you plan to sell them as well along with the application?
I was planning on hopefully my end goal was to collaborate with Polaroid in order to create an NFC tag with them so they can install in the Polaroid images. But as of right now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like we should have the NFC tags like personally and just ship them out whenever people are asking from
Exactly. I'll tell you what.
like
Yeah.
I
Sorry. Yeah.
like I said, it was more this project was mostly more about just hopefully selling my idea to Polaroid and try to help them out a little bit, but like you said, you need results in order to sell an idea or like to show some type of value into the app, so
Proof of concept. Yeah. Absolutely.
yes.
My recommendation to you would be that, if you try and get the NFCs in place and everything, NFCs is a great idea, let me be honest with you, right? Because even if you look at Spotify, you must have seen those Spotify tags. Have you seen them? You get those small Spotify tags. So even they can be set up through an application, right? And I can show you how that's done. You need two applications. One is the Spotify itself. The second one is going to be NFC tools, and you have to create a link that can be integrated into an NFC tag. So I work with an NFC tags company in the recent past. If we have to go that direction, I can connect you with them as well for a possible partnership or let's say for some guidance. But I think that could be kept for a future stage. And I say that because that's going to help you to save some cost. And I don't see this as an absolutely necessary feature that you should, go out with. I mean, like I said, as long as you can create a memories application whereby people can, save memories, they can create memories using the application, just like we discussed it, upload a picture, add an audio in the background, share that with your girlfriend, share that with your family. You live offshore, you live in a different country for work, you want to send a memory to your family, you should be able to instantly be able to, upload a picture from your phone, attach an audio or like a song that you and your family used to listen to when you guys were together, and then be able to save it in your phone in the app as well, like more like on the board, like how we discussed it, and then be able to share that memory over WhatsApp or even on, within the application as well, with your family members as well, right? So as long as you can cover that part of the idea, I see a lot of success and a lot of potential success. I mean, I'm not gonna, promise you success myself because honestly, I'm only going to be a piece in the puzzle, for you as your development partner. There are going to be a lot of other moving parts as well that we would need to get in place to make sure the application gets the kind of recognition that the idea has the potential of, right? But with ideas like these, with doing something that you personally love and, something that you've been thinking of for a year, two, three, that you want to accomplish, I think the best way to go about it is to go do it with the most limited resources to make sure you can test the waters first. But then on the other side, you should definitely pursue it because that's exactly how, some of the biggest ideas that we see today, even Instagram, you must have heard about Snapchat, how that came along. It used to be a nudes application, right? You used to share nudes between two between couples, right? And that's how the idea originated, and now it's a full-fledged, it's one of the top video sharing applications today, right? So that's exactly how ideas come along, and you have to test the waters in order to see whether the idea actually has the potential or not, right? And then once the application goes out, we will help you get some users on board as well. We can connect you with some investors as well that we have worked in the recent past or for other clients too. You can check with them. You can, have more like a pitch deck ready for yourself. So from here, it's going to be you're going to open a lot of doors for yourself. There are going to be exhibitions in your local community, in your city, startup exhibitions, entrepreneur exhibitions, and you will know that you have a product, you have a certain something to show and to pitch. and to be able to participate as the first step into in these entrepreneur shows and trade shows and everything, right? So like I said, it's going to open a lot of doors for you.
I kind of felt like you mentioned having images in the app and stuff like that as well. Do you think that's a better idea than starting off with NFC tags?
I definitely think it's a better idea to do it with just the pictures on your phone and be able to open the phone's camera through the application, just how we do it on Instagram or we do it on Snapchat. Why? Because the NFC tags and everything, the logistics of it and the shipping and handling, and you'd need an NFC manufacturing company in partnership with you as well. That is, again, a great idea, but that would require you a lot of time and I think a lot of finances as well to be able to pursue it properly, because you don't want to be out of NFC tags when you actually have your users wanting to have you ship the NFCs to their doorstep, right? Because, like I said, it's going to be a lot of logistics work that you'd have to figure out together. I will help you with that as well, but I think the first step or the first phase, in my opinion, should be to go out with an application that's just a software and does not have to do anything with the NFCs for now. We could use the NFC tags and the whole idea or the whole concept around it as more like a second phase that we could, bring hype on the application, right? That we could reveal this on more like a landing page or a website and tell people that this is the actual plan, and that's exactly where we are moving towards. And then with that, we can even raise a crowdfunding campaign on Kickstarter or Indiegogo. You could run a Kickstarter, you could run a campaign for crowdfunding, and you can get the kind of funds you would need to partner up with an NFC manufacturing company and be able to handle the logistics of doing something like that. But I think that's going to be that should be a second phase, because it's not going to be testing the waters, literally. It's going to be, more like a full-fledged plan that you'd have to go with. It will require a more detailed go-to-market strategy that you should not be working on unless you have tested the idea itself, unless you've tested whether the people actually need such an application or not, or is there a space or is there a vacuum for such an application or not. Unless you've not figured that out, I don't think you should be going into a long-haul plan with an NFC manufacturing company and setting up all the logistics for it, because it's just going to be a lot more at stake before you can even figure out whether, it's going to be workable or not.
Okay. I'm trying to, think about how I can promote the app when it comes to images on the phone instead of NFC tags. Okay.
Well, once again, it's about the positioning, right? So if you want to do it again, I'm jumping the guns on you, so I apologize if I may be, diverting from your concept. But, the best position that I can think of such an application, especially one that has kind of a vacuum in the market, that has, the potential user base that may be willing to download an application and not use Instagram or not use Snapchat or not use TikTok to replace it. I think that's where, I think that could be the memories segment of it, whereby you could actually position the application and you can market the application as an app for creating memories and for sharing memories with your friends, with your families, with your loved ones. So, and then, I think with that said, as long as it's going to be a memories application, you could keep it to a software application rather than going into NFC tags right off the bat. What we could do is, since the application has to be an NFC tags application, which I personally, by the way, I love the idea of having NFC tags for memories and be able to, scan them and be able to, gift an NFC tag with a memory, stored into it to someone. I think that's a special idea that has a lot of potential, but you would need more like a user base or potential users that are actually more like pre-signups for something like this, so you can actually place an NFC tags order with a manufacturing company, right? And how we could do it is that we could launch the first phase of the application, and in the meantime, what we could do is we can have more like a say an early bird bucket within the application, whereby people who are interested in the idea of having an NFC tag that they could, you know, actually physically have, and they could, you know, use that as a gift, or, you know, use that as something they want to send to, or they want to gift out to their girlfriends, their family, their work colleagues. That we could create more like a bucket where people can, you know, show their anticipation. They can you know, sign up with you, and you could tell them that, you know, NFC tags are going to be available in, let's say, June 2023, right? Now you have all that time, A, to gather a sizable number of people who would be ready to place the order as soon as the NFC tags come out, and then you would also know that what kind of an NFC manufacturer do you need. I mean, do you just need like 50 NFC tags to start with, or do you need at least about 1,000 NFC tags in your inventory before you can start taking orders?
Yeah.
Right. So we're talking lean. We're talking about a lean startup. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
So it's a lean startup strategy that I'm discussing with you. You know, I have it clear in my head. I mean, if I was pursuing this myself, I could do it. You know, I know what I'm trying to say, and I know what you know, what I'm suggesting, right? But it's just that I'm trying to make sure you are on the same page, because at the end of the day, we're strictly going to be working for hire for you. We will build the software for you. We will get the app store, you know, the apps live on the app store for you. But then you are the one who own the product. You're the one who has to pitch it to the investors. You have to take it to, you know, trade shows and exhibitions as an entrepreneur. And that's how you're going to get some traction towards the software and towards the idea and the concept itself, right? So What do you think? I mean, are we in the right direction so far, or are we deviating from what you originally planned for?
So I'm still trying to understand how our first phase is going to turn out to be, because you said something about competing with Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, but if they already have those features, then how are we going to compete with them? That's like my question. Like, how would we stand out if it ain't NFT tags? You get me? Like, yeah.
Right. See, the NFC tags. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. NFC tags is definitely going to be a part of the plan. It is,
yeah.
You know, let's say the
yeah,
first
no, I
phase.
Understand.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So before, let's say the first phase is going to have the NFC tags, right? We're just
okay.
Not including that in the first plan, or let's say the first half of the plan, is because we have to get the software out first before we can, you know, gather a sizable audience for something like an NFC tags, or, you know, something
mm-hmm.
that's physical and that you'd have to order with an NFC manufacturer, right? So let's say the first phase, or even the landing website that you would have, or, you know, the application you have, is going to, you know, contain the idea and is going to pitch out the concept of NFC tags and how the application is going to bring it together. But I'm talking about more like a pre-hype strategy, with where you have an app, you have a landing page for it, and then you gather some kind of traction towards the NFC tags, and then get to that part as well.
Okay, so you're saying creating an application, phase one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gain attraction and viewers and downloads, and once we have enough people, then we can initiate with NFC tags.
Exactly, NFC tags is definitely going to be a part of the plan right off the bat. It's just that the NFCs are not going to be available right off the bat, right? So you wouldn't have to worry about the logistics of NFCs. We will be working together. We will be researching with you on how to do it, what companies you should be talking to, what NFC manufacturers can help you with this. I'll connect you with the other company that we worked with as well. I just want to make sure we are not under any kind of NDA before disclosing the name, but we will be working with them as well. You can discuss it with them as well. It is going to be a part of the plan. All I'm saying is it's not the first thing you have to worry about before you get the application out of the door, before you get your foot in the door.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So phase one, you already have a picture of how the app is going to look like, right? Like, you already have an an idea of how the application would look like and stuff?
Absolutely. The
It,
app itself, the
yeah.
software, you don't worry about that. That's
Yeah.
something I'll do for you, and I know how best to do it. Like I said, I've been in the industry for 9 years, and we've done 500 applications with Huff and Meser. I have previous experience as well. So I'll build you an application that will be positioned as a memories application. We'll have quite a few features, quite a few unique propositions as well that we will be, kind of listing out on more like a landing page for you as well.
Okay. Can you talk to me more about how the features are going to be looking like in phase one?
Okay, so for phase one, let's say I'll try and paint a canvas in your head, right? So just try and follow me. So you have an application as a user, you download that from the iOS Apple App Store, right? Now when you open the application, it's of course going to open up with your logo and your logo animation, the splash screen as we call it. And the next step would be to create a user login and a password, right? A sign up and a login password. Now when you've done that and you log into the application, you see that there is going to be, you can create your first board. You can start creating your first memory board from the first screen that you see right after the sign up, right? Now when you start creating the boards are going to show up something like Trello. Have you heard about Trello?
No.
Are you at a computer by any chance?
Yes.
If you could just pull up Trello.com. Or in fact, don't even pull up their website. I mean, because that's not going to show you what the interface actually looks like. Just search up Trello on Google, and then go to Google Images.
So it's more like an editing software type. Is it Crello, Crello?
No, not Trello. It's Trello, as in Trello. It's a project management tool. So that's you on the chat, right? On the website?
Okay, yeah, I see here.
Right, so I just sent you, in fact, Rick just sent you the link to it.
I see the Trello examples.
Right, so what Trello does is Trello is a very well-renowned a software that's used within with all the IT companies and any company that involves a project management. They usually use Trello, if not one of their competitors, to manage their projects, right? Now, the idea we're going to be picking off from this application is that you see how, if you go to Google Images and you look at one of the interfaces on how Trello looks like inside the software. You see it?
Yeah,
It
I
should
see
say
you.
something like Trello Workspaces on the top, right? And
I
it
see the
has like more like a
example.
card and a board layout.
Did you say that you sent me a link to that?
Or can we do a Zoom meeting? Should I set up a Zoom meeting for you so I can share my screen with you?
Sure.
Let me do that real quick. So Marco, while I'm setting this up for you, I'm sorry I didn't ask you, or I think I did not confirm. How soon are you looking to get started, by the way? I mean, is it just an idea that you're researching on, or are you looking for a development partner, and that's all you're waiting on to, press the buzzer on this?
No, yeah, I'm trying to look for someone so I can start it off already.
Okay, perfect. So let me send you the invitation link. I have that set up here. So I'll just send that over to you on chat right now. I think you left the chat. Can you come back to hoffandmeser.com?
Who, me?
Yes, yourself. Can you come back to Huff and Meser, our website?
Give me one second.
Okay. Let me know if I have to spell this for you.
Yeah, I'm in the website now.
That would be perfect. Now let me send the link to the Zoom meeting to you.
Do you want me to have the camera on or?
That's fine. I'm on a desktop right now myself, so I don't have a webcam on this one. So we could keep the video meeting for later. Right now, I'll just share the screen with you. Okay, I see you coming in now. Okay, I think you're connected. Rick is coming in as well. So I think we'll just close off on the call and let's continue on the Zoom meeting. Okay?
All right. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.